Jeff Gunn is the chef and general manager at Astoria's Bridgewater Bistro. He's also a CASA volunteer, founder of the Iron Chef competition that benefits United Way, and now a candidate for city council.
The number one issue is housing. Being that I'm in this industry with restaurants, we have really struggled with trying to get people to apply and get good, solid employees. And that's mainly because we just don't have the infrastructure and the housing to support them. I would also like to work on the port, which obviously is in my ward, to ease up on restrictions on their properties, which we have a lot of industrial properties here in this area that aren't being utilized.
Gunn thinks there may be a role for employers to provide housing for staff.
You know, that is a good one. I think that it would have to be more of a collaborative thing because, you know, like in a mom and pop operation like we have here, we don't have the capital to go and buy an apartment building and have it strictly for our employees. It's just not feasible. But I would like to maybe look into a collaborative through the community of restaurateurs and hoteliers to see what kind of options that we do have in that area.
He believes we should again approach the question of putting housing at Heritage Square.
It is centrally located, which just makes it perfect. So I would like to look at that again, maybe find a different developer or different investor that really has more of the community-based point of view and see how we can make something work. Parking is also an issue, and so I think incorporating, you know, parking into that whole scheme would actually make sense. There's no reason why we couldn't put, you know, a couple levels of parking or even one level of parking and then build on top of that.
As an employer, Gunn has personal experience trying to help an employee who was homeless.
I took him out of a couple of bad situations where another homeless person was threatening him with a knife. I went and picked him up. I gave him a bag and put him in a safe place. I have another one working for me right now who, not to his detriment, but he happened upon a bad situation, but he's one of the hardest workers that I have.
He supports the idea of a year-round shelter for homeless people, possibly getting rid of one of the derelict buildings at the port to make way.
If we can get creative and try to find better uses for those properties, I think it would really benefit this whole houselessness issue. But we can't put too many restrictions on it. These people rely on their dogs for companionship and for all these other things. You can't restrict them from drinking a beer or smoking marijuana. It is legal. And so if you're going to put all these restrictions on these people who obviously can find other ways of surviving out in the elements, then they're not going to want to stay there.
Gunn is also interested in tackling some of Astoria's transportation problems.
I do think that it would be interesting to talk to the Department of Transportation on kind of figuring out a different way or different approach to traffic flows. Also, I would definitely like, because I know in my area, there's so many people that have become completely fed up with the truckers coming over the bridge and using their jake brakes. So definitely I want to sit down with the Department of Transportation and figure out some solutions to all these problems. I think that that's a long process, but I want to start that conversation.
Gunn is running against Andrew Davis, an Oregon Health Authority analyst for the Ward 1 position. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.